thinking that everybody wants to.
And you heard it in worship, right? This just the leaning in.
Yeah.
That thing that just says, come closer. And trust me. And what else did I hear in worship, right? How many times did we hear about he literally wants to make the impossible possible, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many testimonies? That's why I love your testimonies. I just love what we were sharing on the Friday morning coffee with guys out on the patio. Just, you know, just these young men hearing Don sharing his test. And did you see their eyes? They're like, it was almost like an invite, like, I want some of that. Oh. Right? There was just a giddiness for...
We were so connected Friday morning. I was so glad I came here.
Yeah.
That being said, can I read that email from, or that note from Baxter? That wonderful young man. This is a prayer. I'm going to have to do the old guy thing so I can see it. But, there we go. This is the Kansas City Senate prayer. This gentleman was asked, he's a minister, he was asked to do a prayer for the Senate. I'm gonna need somebody with better eyes.
Wait,
yeah, because they got your hand in the way.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
The prayer they shared in the Senate that day was, he says, Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness, to seek your direction and guidance. We know your word says, woe to those who call evil good, but that is exactly what we've done. We've lost our spiritual equilibrium.
Wow.
We've reversed our values. We've ridiculed the absolute truth of your word. And we've called it pluralism. We've worshipped other gods. We've called it multiculturalism. We've endorsed perversion. We called it alternative lifestyle. We've exploited the poor. We called it the lottery. We've rewarded laziness. We called it welfare. We've killed our unborn. We called it choice. We've shot abortionists. We called it justifiable. We've neglected to discipline our children. We called it building self-esteem. We've abused power, we've called it politics. We've embezzled public funds, we called it essential expenses. We've institutionalized bribery, we called it the sweets of office. We've coveted our neighbor's possessions, we've called it ambition. We've polluted the air with profanity and pornography and called it freedom of expression. We've ridiculed the time-honored values of our forefathers and called it enlightenment. So search us, God. Know our hearts today. Cleanse us from every sin and set us free. Amen.
Amen.
That
was
good.
Yeah.
Now, another part to this is several of the legislators walked out. And then this Christian organization received 5,000 phone calls, only 47 of them were made.
So God's doing impossible things.
It's just like there is, it just does feel like he's like the word this morning from Jessica about new things. To me, I love it how the words that come on a Sunday morning, they all start to intertwine and they build a bigger story, don't they? There's a bigger picture. And I trust as you're, you know, even in worship this morning, your heart is, maybe you don't worry about, maybe you didn't grasp it all, but the thing you did, lean into it. Own it. And
write it down on your music.
It's like, you know, as we're singing, you know, I hear your word, I think, oh, that's it. Like, oh my gosh, I need that. And then I realize, oh, I love that this piece that Justin Singh's amplifying right now. Oh, that reminds me of this verse. And in my head, I might retain this, you know, this much of it after you all go home today. And it's like, God, remind me what you were doing. Here's one thing I know. Your spirit knows, right? I want to call an audible right now. I just want to hang out with Don and Angie a bit. And let's do this. Because I want to get around you, but I want you to kind of see it. Here, let's do this. You can, here, kind of sit like this. That way you're near. Instead of facing, everybody can kind of see you. One reason I was so excited you guys were here this morning, yes, we want to pray for you, of course we do. But in worship, I'm hearing you sing in the corner, and I'm thinking, what does it look like without Angie in the room? I just wanna. I want to enjoy you this morning. And
it's very mutual. Our family here, we cherish you. We love all of you, and even when we're not with you, we can feel you.
Yeah.
And it was a no-brainer. This morning. There's no way we're not going to be here today.
It was quick. It's funny what you mean to us, and I want to hear. You know, I want you guys to get a chance to. It's like I'm thinking, what do I love about Donna and Angie? And last night when Adam and Lacey were picking up Luke, they asked about, hey, will you guys be in church tomorrow? I said, no, they're not. And we're going to Zoom, though. And Adam said something like, oh, man, the different eggs. I love your deviled eggs. What else do I love? I want you to know that there is a... Don, you have such an incredible patience about you that, you know, the world is flipping in circles. Your own family is like spins, right? And you have this Southern California surfer chill about you that it's like there's such a mellowness and your sense is God's got this. In fact, you say that to me all the time. God's got this. God's got this. And, you know, there are things that have happened that I was disappointed. Wait a second, God, you didn't answer our prayer. And you say, God's got this. And it's like, oh, right, God, Don, right, yeah. You know, it's like, God, you didn't answer my prayer. And so I want you to know how much I appreciate that. There's a maturity and a depth about that in you that you could have sat and taken all the mess of bumpy roads of life and just said, screw it all. I'm kind of done here. But instead, there was always a desire to like look for the bigger, the better, what's that song? There's Justin, and you might remember it, about where it says, if the story, if the ending isn't good, the story's not over,
right.
Something like that.
Oh, okay.
I love that.
Yeah, it's like the Father's House song.
Yeah.
I can't remember, but it's like, so your journey together has been this one of, oh, you know, it's like, okay, well, that was a bump in the road, but that's okay, the story's not over yet. That's a bump in the road, that's okay, the story's not over yet. There's just always this expectation that God's going to deliver and show up. And I so love that about you. It's like, that just encourages my pants off. It's like, wow, God, look at this guy. And the other thing that pops to mind is your willingness to connect with and mentor people around you. And that's not a thing of age, although In some cases, it is. There's the years of both of your guys' wisdom, and sometimes they're broken people that don't have a heart to see good coming. They don't have a faith to believe for the impossible, right? And so you step in into those places, and you provide that around them. It's like you wonderfully care for the brokenhearted and for those that are hurting. But I really love how you pour vision into a community of people and mentor them to think bigger, to think better, and that is just the funnest, coolest thing. And
it's the funnest thing.
I know, right?
It's so fun.
Their story. If you were to sit and get a chance to sit on the patio sometime, because it would take lots of patio evenings to hear, because it's like, oh wow. 4 hours later, it's like you're still oh wowing, because there's so much there.
And we do love our patio time.
Yeah.
My dear brother, those are the kindest words I've ever heard about myself, and I thank you.
I admire you. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
I value you.
Likewise.
So I'm excited. I heard a little bit that you're gone, leaving, but at the same time, it's like I've learned to enjoy what God is doing. Mm-hmm. Just so when you go down there, and you are in your home already, I get excited wondering, wow, God, what are you going to do with this one?
I share that same excitement. I mean, I am so excited to see what God's got in store.
Yeah.
And I'm so in peace with what's being left behind, because that's in good hands.
Yeah.
Yes. We don't feel like we're leaving any of you, really.
No.
And every one of you have been so profound in our healing.
Yes.
Just in your acceptance and lack of judgment has been a huge one for me.
Sure.
That
I
allows
that.
People to actually grow and. You really can't grow in an environment where there's no acceptance or no love. And it goes hand in hand. And, so that has meant the world to me. And to be treated as family and not just another person's taking up a spot on the chair, you know, but like, that has meant the world to me. And we are. One of the ways that helps us not to get too sad about, moving is that we're only 3 hours away.
Yeah.
Just make sure you have our room ready
and we'll
all come to visit.
Yes. We've got a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom.
Oh, we did that
honeymoon for all of us.
Yes, we did it, actually.
We did that on purpose so that you guys would feel comfortable to do your getaways, because it'll be very inexpensive.
And you have a back patio, right? Because we
need
to have our time.
Front
patio
and back.
Time.
Front
yes.
and back. We have patios both sides. So, and we can get on a bike and be at the beach in 7 to 10 minutes.
Yes. Well, maybe at my speed. And then Angela and I share the same. We've never felt as loved and connected with any group of people as we do with all of you. You're part of us.
Yeah.
You're part
yeah.
of our family.
Always. So we don't feel like we're leaving you behind because we're making a way for you guys to come that way as well.
Yeah.
And to enjoy time. We really do want you to feel completely welcome.
And then Angela wants to set it up. She wants you guys to come down and do church in our house.
Yeah, because we want to invite all our neighbors.
We have totally taken church on the road.
Yeah.
We've closed up here and we've gone up to Bishop is where we've usually gone. And just,
we really do want to be.
Sorry, you're going to have to stay by the beach. It's going to be like.
We'll be there a lot of the summer, I think.
It's so hot here.
Yes.
To be able to have a getaway, I hope it's going to be something nice to know that for the price of gas, maybe some groceries, because we don't have really. on the basement on the grocery store. So it's like, bring some food because I won't always have everything there. You know, may not be able to run out and grab something. Here, I'm 2 minutes from the store. Mm-hmm. But there, it's probably like a 30-minute trip to go to the store.
But we do have a large yard and large patio, and I was able to fit the my barbecue in the back.
That was very important.
Most
it
important.
Is important.
It's there.
I would also call you explorers. Okay.
Yes.
Sure. When we were trying to like re-envision what do we do on Sundays, what are we up to? And when you go from a big church setting to a home, it's immediately intimidating because, well, one of the things we, you know, Shelley and Dee and Dark and you know rapidly confessed to, it's like, you know, it didn't work to try to take the big church and bring it in the house. We basically were just mimicking the same things. Like, well, this isn't what you asked us for, right? It's like, it's like we were doing the church experience, but it all lacked intimacy and connection. And so we were like challenged with re-envisioning what is it he wants from us? So these two were part of our explorer journey of what does it look like to re-envision community on a Sunday. And by the way, we weren't stuck with Sundays. We just wanted to be together and think, what does it look, are we doing it right? Are we intimate? Are we connected?
And I think the word was common unity. That's where we began.
Oh my gosh.
Remember that?
That
was
just
the word
popped in my head as you said it. I forgot that. Common unity.
We were looking for what that looked like.
What
right?
is it? And so you guys were like part of the guinea pig with us. And it's like, what's funny is even things like never once have we said, oh, let's here. Lisi, bring this. If you could bring this, we never did that, right? It's just it's like it's,
no.
It's
and you just
bring
the fridge. I
can't
miss your fridge.
And sometimes it's like, well, all we got out there are grapes and crackers. But come on, hang out. And other times it's like, we have a feast today.
Well,
and
so there you go.
I found that threatening at first. My engineering mind, which was. Wait a second.
We need to organize this.
Yeah. I'm looking at Bob like, you know, fellow engineer.
When I first came in, it really reminded me of a home group.
Yeah.
A home group for 20 years. And this is the intimacy of a home group.
Yeah.
And the beautiful worship.
Isn't that the funnest? Oh,
I remember when Becky and Angel came and Becky said, this is what I've been looking for.
Oh,
it was just so beautiful because that was the same with Angela and I. This is just what we were looking for.
This is what we need to prepare for. Is where we're going to, or if God is going to have us start something.
I'm going to do this
not
just
because we're pastors or anything, but because this is what we want. We just can't ever see ourselves going back to what's called normal. That was so painful for me for so many years. I would go to church and I felt like crying. I felt like standing up in the middle of the church and screaming. That's how I was just like, I can't explain how badly I felt after church every time. I just thought, this is just not it. This is not it. This is not what God wants. This is not church.
It's because we're square pegs trying to fit in round holes. We never did fit.
In some cases,
we never did fit.
Totally. And it was like, you know, the person with the bigger vision and all these people that are just stuck in this, do this, stand now, sing now, jump now, pray now. And, but everybody, you could just look around and see the faces, and maybe because I was very sensitive to it, I could see the faces of people knowing that they were going through horrendous stuff in their marriage. Not because they said anything, because it was all over their face. Mm-hmm. The kids were miserable, they were miserable, but nobody was ministering to any of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And sermons were preached, but if somebody disappeared from church, nobody called. Nobody even noticed that they were missing. Even the people that would be giving tons of their time and everything else, no one called and said, hey, did you fall off the planet? I mean, did you die? Are you okay? Mm-hmm. Like, nobody called you. And I thought, what a farce. worse. Like, that one just screaming, like, shut up and go home.
The source of COVID.
And figure out how to love each other and then come back and talk to me. But this is so stupid.
Like, so, no, can I share something?
Yeah.
And you started when you were just talking there, saying this is what we need prayer for in finding this a community that is common unity. Yes, and even if you have to create it. And, you know, so just through the morning when I saw you're here, you know, I was like, okay, Lord, what do you want to say? Which is probably perfect. And what I heard was shadows. And it's like, okay, what does that mean, God? And you know how I think in scripture, you guys can tell me, where it says, that, you know, this is a shadow of what is real in heaven.
Absolutely.
And so that's what I heard. And I was just like reflecting back on when we first connected, like when you started showing up at the well, when we were doing our worship ministry nights, and in a really rough place. Mm-hmm. And through all of these years, you have faithfully, so this is, I'm talking to Angela a little bit, but you have faithfully shown up, like you just showed up, and you kept showing up.
That's because I wasn't kicked out.
That's true too, but there's just like a couple of these things that I feel like are shadows for you as you're launching into this next season. And like you said, we're all going to be together and we will forever be connected as family. But as you kept showing up, God kept healing, and you kept showing up, and God kept expanding, and truth was born and learned and like assimilated into you, and all of that. And what was the other thing? I was just so proud of you, because, you know, thinking again of, you know, really rough stuff, and just the persevering, leaning into relationship, and always going back to the Lord, going back to the Lord. And I just, so, you know, nothing happens unless a word is spoken,
right?
Brownies don't get made unless Darlis says, I'm going to make brownies. And then I go do it.
There you go.
I knew he'd like
to. I'm writing that down. Words of the Lord. Write those things down.
So I just want to speak over you that your life up of, like, from, and then I'm just thinking, the, you know, from the beginning of our interactions and learning to grow together as family, is actually just the beginning, like maybe the gestations of the real thing to come, and the shadow of everything that's going to be filled in with color and dimension and definition in this new season, and that God has built in you a foundation that's not going to be shaken, right? It's so anchored in identity. And it's unchangeable. Like, you will never, ever go from that. And from that place that you're going to be just imparting that wherever you go. And so that was the second thing that I heard, too, is just to confirm in you, Angela. And Dawn, you do such an awesome job with supporting her in this. But you have a, I would call it an apostolic evangelistic anointing. And that just simply means coming from the heart of heaven, Father of heaven, like, and your drive to reach people, to touch people, your courage, your creativity. I mean, it's just like, it just starts ricocheting all over the place. And, you know, whether it's inviting people into your home or Halloween night and costumes and Bibles and, you know, you just, you know, painting and taking it to the person in the parking lot, it's a shadow. And that God is going to just begin giving more definition to in this next season, because I know there's also more dreams. I could do this. It could look like this. I would like to offer that. And things that haven't really happened here. But we've just learned, right, even just through your this whole moving journey that, oh, maybe this wasn't the right time. Oh, this is the right time. So just be looking forward to. So I'm just like, I'm releasing that as a prophetic word. And just be looking for in this next season of increase, go where it's unexpected, go where it doesn't necessarily make sense. Let that courage, it just flows out of you. Like, I just really glean from that. Like, I just want to walk in your wake, you know, when it comes to some of that courage. And let it spill out of you. And just, we will see, we'll dream it, and then we'll do it. And we'll see what God is going to do for an increase. And again, it's going from, like, that shadow. Not that anything was bad in the shadow, but, like, definition and color and dimension and all sorts of stuff. So
you made a comment about maybe it was even poised as a fear of, like, wanting to find community. And the truth about you both is that's the least, there is no, break off that whole total fear, because you're community creators.
I agree.
That you are, you're connectors. Yeah. You literally, I don't know what's in that place where you're going. By the way, we do know there are some wonderful kingdom presence-filled lovers over there. The Churriard area, we've connected with them, so we'll really get that to you. You're such a good lover. You connect. You build community wherever you go,
and that's so hard, right?
Excited about that for you guys. That the neighborhood you're planted in now, all this stuff has been God's favor. He's opened every door, which I think is so amazing that he's just like, okay, I need you here.
Yeah.
So this thing, even like worshiping, you're so wonderful this morning. It's like, that's in you. That's like that thick presence. It's there. Now you're like, it's here. It's inside of both of you.
Yeah.
So you're carrying that with you.
Mustard seeds. The Darla said about it, Angela. And periodically over the years, she'll say, I need to get a job. And I said, no, you don't. You're doing your job. Said, you bless people.
Yeah.
All the time.
You bless people
all
the time.
Everywhere she goes, there is this homeless lady sitting on a sidewalk in Carpinteria. Angela sat down next to her and asked her if she could pray over her. And the next thing I know, the two of them are crying together. Crying. She does this everywhere she goes. And yeah, you talk about a whole new life in a sense, but taking our life with us, it's a mustard seed.
Yeah, oh, so good.
We don't know.
Ooh, so good.
We don't know about the shadows, but we're excitedly looking forward to them.
What's the Narnia? God, Aslan's on the move.
Yeah.
Aslan's on the move. God's on the move.
before we close up, I just want to give anybody else. You know, if you just have a word or something you've heard for Don and Angie.
Okay, what I have for you is this.
Come close just to the microphone so they can.
Make sure they get it, yeah.
What I have for you is this. All of the years from your past, I believe that there's like a closed door there, like you don't have to go back there anymore. But what's going to happen is that door is going to only open wide enough for you to remember something to connect with somebody.
Oh.
Like you'll say, oh yeah, that happened to me too. But the door only opens just wide enough for you to be able to connect with that.
Not
but
to
the
influence.
Right, but the door isn't an open door where you ever have to go back ever again. Right? So you're only gleaning from your past to connect with somebody. So that is a closed door. That's gone. So that tells me a couple of things. That tells me that the people of your past that caused you so much pain and continues to try is behind a closed door. So they can't get past that threshold anymore to do any kind of damage on you anymore.
Amen.
So you're not supposed to have any more worries about that any longer, because your past is your past. And those people are left in your past on the other side of a door.
Thanks, God.
So whenever even somebody starts yelling through a door going, I'm gonna get you, you're gonna be going,
I don't think so.
not so much.
Not,
not gonna happen,
yeah.
Right?
Not
you don't have. You don't even have to answer the door. It's closed.
I appreciate that.
The other thing is that from that threshold on, where Dawn came into the picture, I remember all of those years of connecting with you and of you finding us.
Mm-hmm.
You connect. You kept calling and finding us.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the nights we spent sitting on the couch, talking and praying and crying and eating and just being family together, all of those years are just such precious moments to me because I saw the growth in you.
Yeah.
When you were couch surfing because you had nowhere to go,
yeah.
All of those years, and then Dawn joining you, and then all of us praying together, and it reminds me of all of those years that Adolf prayed over you too, even without me, just on the phone,
mm-hmm.
a quick SOS,
yeah.
Him thinking about you and sending it to you, or
yeah.
you sending the SOS and us praying it back, you know, volleying back and forth.
Right. I do remember
all of those prayers are still active.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
all of those
eternal,
prayers
right?
are, yes.
Yeah.
Because God's word never stops.
And what
right.
we do is eternal. Because
absolutely,
eternal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I really believe that all of those prayers are active and even working in your lives.
I do too. And that's why I
so now all of the time that was poured into you and even the times that you've poured into others and stuff, you get to carry those things forward.
Yeah.
I don't think that you have to look for your community. I believe that your tribe will find you. I really believe that.
So
with
good.
The feeding Amen. The guys at your work
mm-hmm.
and, you know,
that's right.
touching, just mm-hmm. touching families, young families that need the connection.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that
yeah,
all of those things, you'll continue to do what already is in you to do, and I believe your tribe will find you. I don't think you'll have to look very far.
No.
Like, you don't have to go out to the neighbor going, hi, we're here, come see us. You won't even have to do that. You'll be jogging through the neighborhood and do what you always do and just connect with somebody.
Yeah.
Or you going to work or in a grocery store or whatever it is,
right.
walking on the beach or wherever you're at. I really believe that your community will just find you. I really do.
Yes.
You're not going to have to work really hard to find them. I think they're hungry for you and they're waiting for you.
Mm.
They
awesome.
Really are waiting for you.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And I can feel that.
Yeah. Yep, I believe it.
It's
yes.
Just what
thank
she does.
You. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We have a long history. And the thing that really is standing out to me is that you have spread so many seeds here.
Wow.
And they have been seeds. And seeds continue to grow whether they're actually there or not. And, and I specifically was thinking of all that you did for Sarah. I mean, that truly, in a sense, that changed our family history because of the healing that you were able to bring to her. And that healing and Sarah are now in Washington.
That's right.
So that there are so many things that you have done and so many things that you have allowed God to do and use you to do. You know, it's a, God can have it, but if you don't open, it's like he has to find somebody else, but you have been somebody open to those seeds to plant and looking for those places. And thank you so much for what you've done and done for us, done for our community. And I look forward to what you're going to be sharing about the new things that God's opening up for you.
Yeah,
amen.
That's
so
good.
So tell me, is Julia up there or no? Is Julia where you are? Oh, she's here.
Oh. Yeah, you might have to reach out to her a little bit. Because she won't have a hiking partner anymore.
Mm-hmm. her and Leonard are going to Montana next week.
And they'll be there for a long time.
Yeah,
I'll come back. But Julia will be without a hiking partner if you need some.
Have to go to Montana. But
well, she'll be back in like September, and then we've hiked together for about 18 years.
How far do you go?
Just up the Water Walkers. You know, we just go mostly on a daily basis, one mountain, but I wanted to get a chance to do the three. But we're still trying to get to the mountain. Well, I gotta start somewhere.
Well, Angie, this is a long time ago, but at a time in my life where I was struggling, I had just lost my husband, and you were there for me. You came and you did things around the house. You were out there in the hot summer working out on my patio, and I will never, never forget that. You you helped me to get dressed and prepared for his funeral.
In your pink dress.
You were there. Yeah, she had a pink dress.
You're not wearing no dark colors.
Yeah, and so we switched clothes. I was wearing your dress.
You're just gonna wear this old lady outfit and go, oh no.
Yeah, so she takes off her dress and hands it to me. Oh,
I love that.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, in addition to that, you took your vocal students and you went over to Crossroads and you had them put on like performances. You'd sing songs that they had been working on that you had taught them, and that you didn't charge any admission, but you took donations and you gave that to me. And you know,
that's beautiful.
Oh my gosh!
I didn't know that, Lori.
Yeah, she and there were, you know, there were a lot of people there.
Oh my gosh!
Even my daughter, she got up there and sang one of the songs. I did work with her.
Oh my goodness!
I will never forget that stuff. You just and then Dawn, I remember you from work. I didn't know you that well, but I do remember you. Out there in the machine shop,
yes.
If I remember
right. Yeah, that's correct. And I would see you, and,
yeah.
And you always had a nice smile.
Well, you always have a friendly, you know, gesture, like, you know, like somebody that I could go up to and talk to and feel really comfortable about it. And you still do. You still have a very loving way about you.
The girls, these ladies' girls were just such a blessing in my life.
Get prayer.
Just incredible.
Into the Father's prayer.
Both their girls I got to be with, and I remember, I have to share this, her little Melissa showed up one time to a voice lesson, and she, for a while there, she was just, I think she was going through some depression, and she would show up later and later and later, you know, to the lesson. And one time she showed up later, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes late, and she came in her pajamas. And I gave her a big hug, and I said, I dressed up for you. And I said, don't come unless you can dress up, because life is worth celebrating, and it shows respect for yourself, and it shows respect for me. So we're not doing a lesson today. And I sent her home, and she never ever came back like that. She never came back late either.
Oh.
I said, it shows respect for yourself, and it shows respect for me. I was very sweet about it. It wasn't like I was mad, but I didn't want her to do that anymore to anyone, and especially herself. You know what I mean? And I think it kind of like snapped her out of it or something.
She must have been staying with Grandpa that time.
She was.
That's funny, your story about the dress. It's like,
that's classic. That is classic you.
Wait, you can't wear that old lady thing.
An axe, I think it's two. When they talk about it talks about the community believers,
yeah.
What they look like, and it describes their generosity, it describes their fellowship, eating together, sharing together, in a way that I thought, I'm not sure I've seen much of it.
Right.
You know, it's like we're, you know, it's like maybe.
It's not mine.
Is that for Luke? He makes you set a timer for anything, everything.
That's funny.
I didn't know what that is. So I was thinking about that when I shared it. It's like, and so common unity, and which means that what's ours is yours.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, so good.
So I'm gonna pray, but I want to reread Jessica's word, what's ours is yours. Okay. So Jessica's word this morning was God's doing miraculous things. I see his presence in your home. So thick, it's like walking through Jell-O.
Yeah.
So silly.
But God is so actively participating in your lives, Don and Angie's life, that he's weaving love throughout every facet and crevice. So get ready. Get ready for new tricks, new signs and wonders from our wonderful, wonderful Father, right? And so just, and so if I could just invite you to come up and we just want to lay hands on you guys and just to pray over you. And as I'm thinking about, you know, as we were worshiping this morning, Don, and everything from the worship we were singing to words that were being released, Isaiah 43:19 says this, I'm doing something brand new. Something unheard of. Even now it sprouts and grows and matures.
Yeah.
Don't you perceive it? Mm. I will make a way in the wilderness and open up flowing streams in the desert. So Don and Angie, we bless you today in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And we release you into to your new pastures of Ventura, of Camarillo, of Oxnard. We just say great things. So we say, doors that are blocking ways, be opened in Jesus' name. For mountains that appear to be causing difficulty, we just say to the mountain, go into the sea. You have to be moved. Over your health, we bless your health.
Yeah.
That your bodies are strong, that there's no disease in your bodies.
Yeah.
That aches and pains of muscles, even ache and pain of moving, we just say be healed in Jesus' name, that you will be strengthened. And today, as our hands are on you, I just want you to just, almost like sponge, you're taking our love in you today. So we just, as our hands are on you, we bless you with just the fullness of our love, his presence in us, in you today. In Jesus' name, we say, go do great things, Don and Angie. We bless you. Amen.
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 And you guys have been our garden. You watered us, Jordan, and finally we can start producing more too.
I have to tell you, you're the one who taught me how to be a cheerful receiver. I remember showing up at my house.
You didn't like that, did you?
She was on her hands and knees washing my floors, and I was horrified.
Oh, I forgot that story.
Adolphin had a surgery. She came to